Midnight Rendezvous, Boston. The satyr lounges on the hotel lobby sofa, one hoof dangled over the carpet of endless fleur-de-lis. Men and women in long black coats stumble past, in flight from the flash freeze winds hidden in Boston's flurries. They crawl up the stairs, weighed down by liquor and the doorman's gaze. The satyr's eyes track a waitress's slit skirt as she hurries outside for a forbidden smoke. He smiles, paws the carpet, runs an idle ebony hand through his curls of beard. No one meets his gaze or looks his way. The revolving door squeaks. His horned head turns to look at the haughty antlers crowning the beast bearing down on him, with its mantle of leaves hung on shoulders strong as trees, its hide of soft fawn down stretched taut across an iron-muscled chest. The horned one twirls his javelin, impatient, stares down his snout as the satyr reaches out, traces playful fingers down the groove of the avatar's hard belly. No one stops or asks them to stop. In Boston, your kinks are not our business. Later, the janitor pauses, appalled at the animal noises from the restroom stall. Someday they'll take out all the doors in here, he thinks, and goes on about his business.